Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Joining me here in the studio once again, Mike and Amy Aiken on the radio. How are you this morning?
Good morning,
great,
Hunter.
Hunter. Glad to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you seem very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here this morning.
We put that out pretty well, don't we? I mean, if we can fool you, we can fool anybody.
It's a great act. What would you like to talk and play for us here this morning before we get to talking? Yeah. You can tell I'm up. I'm bright-eyed as well here.
Yeah, we're gonna start with a new single that's out called Me and You. And a quick little story on this. It's a co-write. I wrote this with Jackie Merritt, who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting song. We wrote it across continents. We started it here in Virginia and then, finished through computers and phones and whatever we could do. We finished it while Amy and I were in France and started the recording in Dijon, did the basic tracks, then brought it and finished recording in Norfolk.
Wow.
So, song called Me and You.
I want to hear everybody out there singing.
So, yeah, there's this. The whole point of this song
is to
get people to sing. Yes. And your singing helps support a certain resistance that's happening.
Okay. Mike and Amy Aiken here on 100 at Sunrise.
I'm not too proud to ask for help, but this country's falling apart. What ground do we stand on if there's no support? Safety net is broken, we're all falling through. The only ones to pick us up are me and you. Me and you, it's up to me and you. You can count on me, and I will count on you. Our numbers, they are growing, change is overdue. Time is now, it's up to me and you. We're still fighting fascism after all these years. I thought that was the past, but the past is right here. Been tired to watch my back, friend just disappeared. Need is strong, fight this wrong, get fascists out of here. And it's me and you, it's up to me and you. You can count on me, I will count on you. Our numbers, they are growing, change is overdue. Time is now, it's up to me and you. Getting tired of watching my back, well, friends just disappear. And if I find I need a hug, will you still be here? My heart is heavy, struggling to wipe away our tears. Just one way to change things, and the answer is quite clear. And it's me and you, it's up to me and you. You can count on me, and I will count on you. Our numbers, they are growing, change is overdue. Time is now, it's up to me and you. And it's me and you, it's up to me and you. You can count on me, and I will count on you. Our numbers, they are growing, change is overdue. Time is now, it's up to me and you. Can't hear you. Time is now, it's up to me and you. Time is now, it's up to me and you.
Yeah. Well done, everybody out there.
Yeah.
singing. Good
yeah,
singing.
We can hear you all the way in here. Mike and Amy Yakin here on Hunter at Sunrise. Yes, the protest song seems to be back in vogue, isn't it?
For good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for bad reason, however you want to look at that, actually.
Yeah. Have you guys heard any of Jesse Wells's...
Doing great stuff, man.
Yeah, he reminds me of a very modern Bob Dylan, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's doing good stuff.
Yeah. But you guys are doing good stuff, too. And that song just came out, two or three weeks ago?
It did.
It did.
It's 27th of February. And there'll be a video coming out in April. So tune in for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What kind of ideas do you have for this video? Or do you want to impart them? I know sometimes videos are secret.
It supports the song.
Okay.
We'll put it that way.
All right. I understand.
It encourages singing.
Yeah, basically. We're just trying to... You know, part of writing that song is it's a... guitar-wise, it's a very simple song.
Mm-hmm.
Melody is very simple. And I really wanted anybody who thought they'd need a desire to be able to play it. You didn't need to be a hot player. You didn't... It was, you know, in the line of traditional folk songs. It's for people to pick up the song and let it, you know, serve the purpose of supporting that cause.
Yeah. Now, you guys, how long have you been in town? I know you guys go all over the place, and I guess I'm a little surprised when you're in town. I know it's your home and everything. You've got a sailboat up in Willoughby, but... you're also got a home over in France, right?
We do. We've got an old 1916 iron riveted hull old barge that we converted into a home that we have. It's outside of Dijon. That's the closest city you'd know, at any rate.
Yeah.
And we've got that in a tiny little town called Saint-Jean-de-Lone.
Oh, okay.
And it a population of 1,000.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very, very fun little French community and great bakeries. And we've got a little studio set up over there as well.
Well, how much of your time do you think you spend there?
It depends on the year. But probably half our time, at any rate.
Yeah. Yeah. And from there, you get around all over Europe.
Well, right? that's how it started. I mean, we've been touring Europe for 15 years or so, and really liked it. And, you know, the quick background is my mother was French, and so...
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so, yeah, she came over after World War II, you know, and we'd always go back there as kids, so I'm close to cousins. That's really where my family is over there.
Oh, wow.
So we have cousins. So it would be whenever we'd go and tour, we'd take extra time and hang out with the family. And being boat people, we started getting in, you know, sort of watching these old barges that people were living on and thought, that's a pretty cool existence.
Huh.
You know, they sort of disappear from the mainstream, and we can tend to do that as well.
Yeah.
So we hunted around for years, and, you know, we said to ourselves, we will not buy another project boat. We've done that 3 times. And lo and behold, we bought a 1916 iron riveted hull 65-foot old barge, and yes, it is a project.
Wow.
But very comfortable at this
point. So you must be able to speak pretty good French then.
Amy's really good. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with it. Actually, it's a good point. My mother, as an immigrant, you know, so I'm first generation in the States. My mother, as an immigrant, was under so much pressure not to speak French and not to have her heritage when she got here. She wouldn't speak French in the house.
Oh, okay.
So we never grew up bilingual, which is really a shame. Mm-hmm. Really a shame. So years later, you know, she said, I wish I would have never done that. But as a young woman wanting to be an American, you know, she turned that off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you want to hear my quick French story?
Sure.
It's very quick. Very quick. I was in Paris, and I was hitchhiking.
A free man in Paris, I bet.
I was a free man in Paris.
Okay.
And I walked into this bar, and I was sitting at the bar, and I wanted something to eat from the bar. But I was of the mind that I needed to speak French because I had taken 5 years of French in high school and college, and I felt like I really needed to speak French, and I knew the French liked it when Americans tried to speak French.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't like it when, you know, you kind of force them to speak English. So I started to order from the bar, this bartender, in French, and he would answer me in English. And then I'd speak some more French, and then he'd speak some more English. I said, well, I'm trying to speak. And he goes, yeah, I know. You're not doing a good job. But anyway, that was my quick story.
It's funny with that. I mean, one of these bakeries that's 10 minutes away from where we are over there, you know, the woman there, same thing, same story, trying to speak my best French, and she'd come back in English. And really what it turned out, she was trying to practice her English.
Yes, that's what the bartender was doing,
you know, and
too.
I was trying to speak French. Yeah. So then at one point I said, you know, please just let me stumble through, you know. I've got to learn.
We're talking with Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, we have this up on Facebook as a live event. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. What would you like to play for us now?
We're going to do a tune called Flew Away. And you and I were talking about that just, you know, and we're warming up here. And it's a song that, you know, it started basically, it was a song after my father passed on, and he's the guy that introduced me to sailboats, and it took me a couple years to sort of settle in before I could break the tune and do it, but a song called Flew Away.
Excellent. Here's Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Wooden ship out on the water, pass by the day, came for my father, spread her sails and flew away. Not a day like any other, he had that 1,000-mile stare. Said he saw his lover slip the lines, said goodbye and cast off his fears. Pages of life keep on turning, they lead us on our way. Darkest night will always fade with the coming day. It's a struggle and a challenge. Try to teach your children right from wrong. In a world of contradictions, can we give them what they need to carry on? Pages of life keep on turning, us on our way. The darkest night will always fade with the coming day. A wooden ship out on the water, pass by the day, spread her sails and flew away. Flew away.
Thank you.
Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise. And as I told you, that is just a really remarkable song. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
We like
much.
To play it like around Father's Day because it's just so, it's so, well, it's a great song. Let me put it that way.
I appreciate it. Sometimes, you know, it's funny with songs and writing. Sometimes they come easy and sometimes they don't. And sometimes, you know, the hard part's finding the lyric or the melody, and sometimes it's just pushing yourself through the emotion.
The video came out well for that, too, if you
yes,
haven't
I
seen
did.
It.
Yes, I did see the video.
It's
up on YouTube.
It is. Yeah. It is. You can find your way there by MikeAikenMusic.com, MikeAikenAikin.com.
You got a million of ways of things. You got a million ways
that's,
to bring it up.
You know, what easy.
Let's talk about this show you got yes. coming up on the 28th of this month
yes.
at the American Theater. You're calling it Tall Tales and Troubadours.
Yeah, we
yes.
can't wait.
So I don't know if you've seen that. So we have a couple ways you can have us. You know, we come on as a duo, and then there are other, like, festival bringing the whole band. But a lot of the theater shows we do, you know, we've got a whole sort of multimedia backdrop. And that comes from, really, when I like to be able to tell the stories behind the song. It's sort
right.
of, that's a lot of what I like to do. And there's, you know, we've written all sorts of different types of stuff, from all our sailing adventures, all our traveling. and when you get to a certain size of an audience, it's tough to be extremely personal, so I sort of make the stories a little bit shorter, and then we use years and years of video we've taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like playing the track. It's not like playing to a music video, but the videos help tell the stories, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so it's up to people to decide. Here's the thing. The Tall Tales and Troubadours. So it is up to each individual to decide, is he saying the truth, or is this a tall tale?
Oh.
You know, there might be some embellishment of something that
happened.
You never
happened, told
you
me
know?
You know? No, I thought everything you said was true.
She says, now I think you're telling me a tall tale.
You never know. You yeah. know?
All these years.
All these years.
You really don't have a boat. You've never been on the water. No.
No, I think she's gotten to that one. She's kind of figured that one out. But it was kind of interesting how you chose your opener, I guess, for this show.
Yeah, I was real pleased to do that. You know, from years of having the Aiken and Friends Fest, which was in this area, Smithfield, 12 years I think it ran. And we always did it as a celebration of songwriters and would have an event for people to compete, local songwriters here to compete, to come out and have a chance to play. So it had been a while since we had, I don't think the show we've done in this area in 6-7 years. So it had been a while that we had the chance, and then we worked with Kelly Murphy and Big Pink to put this together and bring out the songwriting competition again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
a lot of fun.
Very good. Did that at Big Pink, and people before the doors open were lined up to the street to come in and play their songs.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Amazing, right?
It was sort of.
Unfortunately, we had to turn some folks away.
Yeah, they picked the first 12 just for time, and there were way more than 12 that
wow.
came in. Folks out of North Carolina and up in the Northern Neck came down.
Holy mackerel.
It was a good night.
Yeah, so we'll be welcoming Walt Stillman. He'll be coming in and
Walt Stillman
doing a few songs for us.
What did you think of the new sound system?
That's
oh,
amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
If you wonderful. Haven't been over yet, don't miss it. Big Pink Music.
It really is
Victorian
one of the best
Station.
Listening rooms now.
It is.
I mean,
absolutely.
It was good before, but now it's even greater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's it's been going for so long now
yeah.
that you're starting to get the vibe out of the building.
Yes.
You know, you go to places where they're brand new, and you might hear great people, but you go to places that it's been going, and there's been so many songs and so many original writers. And to me, when people come out, especially aren't necessarily doing it for a living, that is so hard to put your song out. You got your heart and your soul on your sleeve in front of strangers.
Yeah.
And to me, that instills in a room, and that place has it now.
Yeah. We're talking with Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us? I think we can squeeze it in here.
We would love to. Cold drink?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to do... do a song called Coltrane, and it's another one that came about really from living on a boat in this area, where we are definitely a big commercial boating area of the world. So, called Coltrane.
Here's Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Granddad spent his life those coal cars, send them down the line. Wonder what he'd think, how the world has changed. Using West Virginia, loaded on a train, shipping out to China. Southern line, running to the ocean, coping on the nine, filling up those boats till they're sinking low, shipping out enough of that Appalachian coal. Long his money changes hands, everything is fine. I crave. We can talk about it for a long, long time. Meanwhile, that coal train moves on down the line. Coal train, how long can you run? Coal train, how long?
Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise. Yes, I'm going to have to get a hold of a copy of that and play it the next time I'm down here in Norfolk and waiting at a train comes by.
Yes.
There are a ton of coal trains here in the city of Norfolk. Yes. Sure, everyone is aware. Well, thank you so much for coming in here today. Are you guys working on any sort of record or anything right now, or are you just kind of being fluid with that?
We are. We've been releasing sort of single after single.
Yeah.
We'll see what it pulls into. It's been one. It's the nature of the music business to put out a full record. I don't know if it's financially feasible anymore. People aren't buying CDs. People aren't buying that. The other part of it is it's really given me the freedom to write all sorts of stuff. I don't need it to fit on, you know, on a compilation. So I can write a Coal Train song. I can write a protest song. It's given me that I didn't really expect, but it's given me the freedom to go all over and sort of write whatever strikes me.
Yeah. Well,
can I just say one more thing for anybody that in our boating world? If we do a fan cruise on the schooner Grace Bailey out of Rockland, Maine, in September, and that's a week long cruise of cruising Penobscot Bay, sailing on a piece of history, an 1896 wooden schooner. So if anybody wants to join us, it's sailgracebailey.com or our website and learn more. We'd love to have you.
Excellent. Okay. And don't forget, on March 28th at the American Theater, I'm sure there are probably some tickets left, but they're going fast, right?
And I'm hoping there. Yes.
Yeah. Tall Tales and Troubadours with Mike and Amy Aiken. So
Sorry. Tickets are available at, through HamptonArts.org, or if you're on that side, you can get them directly from the Coliseum box office or the American Theater box office before their other events. So
cool.
That works.
Well, thanks again for coming on the show here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We always enjoy seeing you.
Yes, for sure. Mike and Amy Aiken here on Hunter at Sunrise.